From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. John Anise reports in the New York Daily News that the Saugerties woman who threw a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD van with four police officers inside in Brooklyn during the 2020 George Floyd protest was sentenced to 6 years in prison on November 15th. Samantha Shader, 29, pleaded guilty in April to a federal arson charge for using a Bulleit bourbon bottle as a makeshift firebomb on May 29, 2020, during the height of the nationwide protest. Video caught Shader in the act, with the makeshift bomb breaking a van window but not starting a fire. Shader then bit one of her arresting officers on the leg. Shader apologized to the police, the judge, and her family at the sentencing hearing. She said, and I quote, "I wish more than anything that I could take all of this back. What I did was wrong and disrespectful. I have no excuse for what I did, so I'm not going to try to make any," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily News. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Representative Elise Stefanik was reelected November 15th by her Republican peers to keep serving as the party's conference chair. Stefanik retained her position as the fourth-ranking House member in the party by a 144-74 vote over Representative Brian Donalds, a Florida Freedom Caucus member. Stefanik took over the position after many Republicans were angry at Liz Cheney for voting to impeach former President Donald Trump. He announced on November 15th that he was running for president again, but Stefanik already endorsed him a week ago. Stefanik said she plans to, and I quote, "keep our message disciplined, unified, and on offense every single day," end quote, as conference chair. Stefanik defeated moderate Democrat Matt Castelli by 18 points in this fall's election for her fifth term in New York's 21st congressional district, which now includes Rensselaer County with much of the North Country. Read more about this story in the Times Union. As the first snowfall of the season fell this week, Mid-Hudson News reports that New York needs people to drive plows this winter. Heather Pillsworth, a spokesperson, said, and I quote, "Our drivers are equipped to handle the routes that we have. We need to subsidize these, as any business would need to subsidize who they have on the road with their vehicles," end quote. Pillsworth said the State Department of Transportation wants to hire an additional 86 drivers in the Hudson Valley and a total 617 statewide. Right now, if a large storm hits the Hudson Valley, the DOT would bring people in from other areas of the state to help run the plows. The DOT is providing in-house training for the required commercial license snowplow drivers need in New York. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.